Waking the Giant. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. A police officer has been placed on leave from his job at the Port of Seattle after posting a video in which he said the enforcement of stay-at-home orders around the country had gone too far.
We're arresting them and depriving them of their freedom when they are exercising their constitutional rights.
And he mentioned two incidents in particular, that church service in Mississippi last month, where 50 people attending a drive-in Easter service, during which they remained in their cars with the windows rolled up and listened to the services on the radio, they were ticketed and fined. And number two, the undercover sting operation in Laredo, Texas, where cops busted two women who were running nail salons from their home.
I'm afraid that these actions are going to wake a sleeping giant, i.e. the American people.
Well, sure, if you don't tell the American people what actually happened in these cases. And here's what happened. Last week, the governor of Texas nullified the arrests of the nail salon violators and prohibited any other such arrests. And in the case of the churchgoers in Mississippi, all the fines were canceled. So, I have a hard time seeing these stay-at-home rules as some plot against liberty or similar to the Gestapo, as he also said in that recording, because they're intended to make people feel safe enough to go out again. Maybe you can play baseball without fans, but you can't reopen an economy without customers.